Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Ed Cohen with Joe Krabus. And the big story last night. Yes, there was an upset of the number one seed. Serena Williams is out on the women's side. But Jill, once that match went final, even before the second semifinal, we knew Angelique Kerber is the new world number one.
And what that's impressive because she went out there and she it didn't even faze her. Now, I would think it would be in your mind when you're going out in the court and all of a sudden you're the new number one. She's never been number one before, so it's a huge achievement for Angelique Kerber. But she stayed so focused in her semifinal match, and she just looked like she's handling her new position up at the top so well.
We'll talk about Kerber more in a moment. Let's talk about Serena. Last night losing in straight sets, 6-2, 7-6 to Kristina Pliskova, who is moving on to the final. Serena did not say it was fatigue. Of course, it played the night before. She battled injuries to her knee. Some said it was her hamstring. She wouldn't use fatigue as an excuse, but clearly not herself last night.
No, she made a lot more errors than we're used to seeing from her. And I feel like the biggest thing was she had a really hard time reading Pliskova's serve. And I think that really frustrated her because normally, you know, she's on that serve quite a bit. And she just really struggled off the return. And that's credit to Pliskova. I mean, she has the most aces of anyone this year so far. And she's serving as big as Serena. I think Serena's not used to seeing that. I mean, Venus has a big serve, but Pliskova's serve has been a lot more consistent than Venus's recently. And I think that took Serena by surprise.
And because of the injury and maybe the fatigue, the mindset Serena carried into the match, she was trying to win points and quickly and do some things that we don't normally see from Serena.
Right, and I don't think she was willing to play long points because she didn't feel comfortable. It's where the errors came in, because normally she's a little bit more patient and waits for that opportunity and is willing to step up and strike the ball consistently, and she didn't feel comfortable waiting and being consistent, and I think that affected her quite a bit with the movement.
So Karolina Pliskova, the 10th seed, moving on to the final, where she will meet the number two seed and now the world number one, Angelique Kerber from Germany, who wins in straight sets over Caroline Wozniacki, 6-4, 6-3. Two defensive players, but Kerber, strong backhand, terrific on the baseline. It all came together last night.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be a little bit of a tough one for Caroline. Even she's been playing so well, she really had to step up and be more aggressive, and she's been trying to do that throughout this whole tournament, and she's been successful at it, but she hasn't come up against the quality of a defensive player like Kerber is. Not only Kerber's movement, but shots she comes up with on the defense are very strong and effective. And I don't feel like Caroline saw an opening, and she just started pressing. But I mean, Kerber's been perfect.
Kerber's also 28 years old. It's not easy playing in the era of Serena Williams, but this has been a terrific year, and she has a chance tomorrow to wrap it up with a U.S. Open title.
Yeah, and to me, when I watch Kerber play, and I watched her play last night against Wozniacki, she never looked like she thought she was going to lose. And before she took this position, before she got into the top five, and now she got two, and now she's number one, before, like, I would sometimes see some nervousness or doubt in her face, but I don't see that at all. I just think, to me, she just looks like she knows she's going to win.
Let's talk about the men's semifinals beginning here around 3 Eastern. It will be Novak Djokovic, the number one seed, against the Frenchman Gael Monfils, the 10th seed, who so far has not lost a set here at the U.S. Open. Djokovic, meanwhile, 5 matches, he has gone the distance in only 2 of them.
Yeah, that's going to be an entertaining match. I mean, Monfils, a favorite out here because he plays such great tennis, and you know, he has the tools and the skill and the talent to beat Djokovic, but he has yet to do it. They've met each other 12 times. He hasn't won once. But I guess, I mean, he even said the other day, he quoted that, you know, there's always a first time. You never know what can happen. So, and he's playing some of his best tennis here.
two players that Djokovic has faced have retired. One, it was a walkover, didn't even come out for that match against Mikhail Yuzhny. Do you put anything behind rust? Do you think Djokovic is untested, or at this point, semifinals, does that really matter?
I think he probably wishes he would have had a couple more matches, but, you know, he came in here with a slight injury to his left wrist. So I think in the beginning, when he got that first walkover, I thought, okay, that's probably to his advantage, so he can rest a little bit more. And then, you know, all of a sudden he got two retirements. And at this point, I'm kind of like, I'm sure he wish he would have had more play, but we know what a great champion he is, and he can handle these. I mean, he can adapt. I mean, I have no doubt that he can adapt, and it's not going to bother him.
And finally, a match that we're not going to put an end time on it because it's Stan and it's Kei Nishikori.
Yeah.
Stan Wawrinka, who went to 1 a.m. beating Juan Martín Del Potro two nights ago, and Kei Nishikori, arguably the upset of this tournament on the men's side, taking down Andy Murray, coming back from 2-1 down to take the final two.
I think that's going to be a long one. I do think it's going to be a long one, but it's going to be really high quality hitting from the baseline. And I think in that match, it's going to be who can step up and sort of be aggressive and come into the net a little bit more. And I think we're going to see quite a few more field drop shots there from Nishikori throwing in against Stan. But I think we're in here for the long haul.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.